Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, it's Great News with Kevin and Mike.
Yeah,
I am
news.
Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood.
Pow.
Who's since the last time we did this, moved to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't
That's
get far
true.
Enough away from me.
And That's then 100% we had to wait. True.
A lot of people were curious why it was taking so long to get Great News back on the air, and it's because Mike moved to Austin, and we had to wait for them to install the internet.
That's true. Everything you're saying is completely true. And I know mm-hmm. it sounds nuts, but I don't technically live in Austin. I live in a suburb of it, you know, a very rural kind of farmland.
No one cares.
Suburb. Well, no, this is the point of the matter is that I live in such a remote area that like getting internet was a real ordeal. Like you couldn't just call up Spectrum and be like, hey, plug it in, buddy. They had to dig stuff and make stuff. But now we're here.
Now we're here. And this podcast is all about great news, which means it's all positive stories to get your day started right or to get your day ended right whenever you have time to watch it.
Here's the deal, too, by the way. Let me remind you. This is most of the stories of humanity. Okay?
Agreed.
This is 95% of how people interact on a day-to-day basis. But this doesn't drive ratings. Doesn't say much about our ability to make a dollar with this show, Kevin, but I will say it's important to highlight that most mainstream media, they filter through all this stuff so they can get a little teeny sliver of what goes on with people because
right.
that's so what drives us because we're all sick.
So they get a video of a Karen and they play it 24/7. And meanwhile, during that 24/7, all kinds of people have done all kinds of amazing things that don't get any coverage.
That's during that time of the Karen clip on CNN or Fox, whatever you see, during that time, 5 million people have opened doors for an old lady and saved up their own special money in secrecy to buy their husband or wife a gift they always dreamed of. Who knows? There's amazing, beautiful, tear-jerking, heartwarming stories going on every second of every day. And you need to know about that. And that is why we are here, Kevin.
Now, do you remember do you have a theme song ready or do you remember it?
Glad you asked that. I don't know if you could recognize this, but I have a guitar handy.
Oh, what?
Intro. The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues, cause Kevin and Mike here to give you great news.
You remembered it. Nice, nicely done.
Thanks.
Are you done? Okay. My first story is about a couple after 77 years of being married, finally getting wedding pictures.
The guy was what age did they get married?
It doesn't.
Like, were they fetuses? How do you get married? How are you married for 77 years?
I think they were high school sweethearts.
Oh,
and
that's sweet.
They got married September 16th, 1944, which is when World War II was still going on. And the guy had to ship off 2 days later. So they threw together a wedding. And in 1944, they didn't have photographers. Somebody had to sketch them. So they couldn't afford that. So now they're being taken care of by a hospice home called St. Croix Hospice. And these guys realized that this couple, look at them, wow, didn't have any pictures of their wedding. So they decided, hey, we take care of those people. We should figure out how to get them wedding photos. And they threw, the hospice threw another wedding for them. I believe he was 98 and she was 97. Wow. And they decided to have a wedding so that they could get actual photos. So this is the bride walking out of the St. Croix house.
Look at her.
Very excited. And I want to remind you, 97. And they had a ceremony. And look at her. And they took pictures of this couple so that they would have wedding pictures.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that? Like, that's God the level
damn
of
you, care Kevin.
That. What?
I said, God damn you. You got me on the first story. I was like, it'll take us a couple episodes for me to get going. That's so beautiful, man.
And I cry a lot as well. Look at them. Ugh. How sweet is that?
That's breathtaking. And I know it sounds corny because only pandering shitbag wannabe feminist assholes who are guys and just dipshit girls who post a lot of like inspirational quotes on their Instagram are the type of people who say this shit. But I've gotten to at least a point in my life. I don't know what maybe it's having a kid of your own. Maybe it's getting a little older, but I've gotten to the point where like I was looking at her in her wedding dress. This is a 97-year-old woman.
Right.
And I was like, she looks beautiful.
Yeah. Because when you have a kid and when you can recognize joy when you see it.
Yeah.
And it's all about joy. This couple is joyful and they ended up being able to take pictures of their wedding and they're probably going to put them up around their house unless they live 10, 20 more years, they're not going to get people going, oh, look, you were so young then. But they at least have wedding pictures, which I think is
yeah, they kind of did a little bypass and loophole to your amazing technique. Kevin sat me down a long time ago and before my first marriage, and he said, you're doing it all wrong. And I was like, what do you – because I was training like it was a bodybuilding show so that I could be ready for the big day. You know, I'd be lean and mean. Kevin goes, no. You go into your wedding a fat slob so that in 20 years when people look at your wedding pictures, they go, oh, my God, you look amazing now. You're right. like a prize fighter now because look at how far you've come. And
that's been my theory for a long time. But no one listens because what you do is you get in the best shape of your life and then you don't compare well, of course, you know, 20 years later. So instead, bulk up. Take your wedding photos, and then from the day after your wedding until the day you die, you will get constant compliments about how great you look. They'll look at the picture and they'll go, you look really good.
Great advice.
Now, that makes sense to me, but no one does it.
So. It's great advice for most people.
Thank you.
Unless you're this. You understand?
But who is?
You have a gift from God.
That is my great news.
Awesome, dude. I like to hit up. There's like, okay, Kevin, we realized from doing this show for a couple months, you know, in the past, there's like some foundational icons of great news. Dogs, yes. But like animals yes. In general, like cute animals.
All elderly, animals are great news.
Yeah. The elderly.
Yes.
And little kids.
Yes.
Okay. Those oftentimes will make consistent kind of appearances here on Great News because they're heartwarming. And this four-year-old girl, Kevin.
Four.
Likes to go on Instagram, her Instagram account, and give little pep talks, life-affirming little sayings. And there's something about the authenticity. And I'm not sure she knows what she's saying all the time, but you could look in her eyes that she believes it and she means it. She wants us to be happier and live a better life. Take a look at this little sample.
Hi. Every single day, think big, think healthy, think success, think peace, think happiness. Always start the day with positive energy. One day or day one. You
might I just say, incredible and great parenting.
Yes. Well,
because you know that girl is raised with all of those thoughts in her head because the parents were teaching her that.
It's a coin flip. Either insanely good parenting or horrible narcissistic stage mom who never amounted to anything in like the acting modeling industry. And she's like,
how can you ruin everything?
Sorry to be so cynical.
No, beautiful. You're not.
Beautiful. And for those of you who are listening on audio only, she was speaking English. Yep. I will recap.
There were subtitles, though.
There were subtitles, but for those of you who are listening in audio only, I have to think big, think success, positive energy only. Every day is day number one for the rest of your life. Think success, think positive, think big. And that is what she, as a four-year-old, has to say to you.
And it's funny because if you said those things, Mike, I would make fun of you. Although all of them are true. But you're right. She's so genuine.
It not only would you make fun of me, you would be less positive and think less success because you'd be angry.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you know, like if it
I would be mad at you for being an a-hole. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about like the pure motive, you know, when it's so pure like that, it just kind of resonates a little more.
Can we show her again? Is that possible?
Back it up, Courtney.
Can we show her again?
Hi.
Oh, look at her.
One day or day one, you decide. I'm not sure I get that one.
I think she's smarter than both of us already.
Seriously.
And that's a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, you get used to it.
That is, you don't have to tell me. That is a sweet little girl. My next story goes from Arlington, Virginia. Susan Thompson Gaines is her name. And what she does is she walks around. You know how stuff accumulates and you get tired of it and you gather it all and you have a yard sale. I want to get rid of it. You sell a jacket that cost $249 for 50 cents because the guy talked you down from a dollar, that kind of thing. Yep. This woman, Susan Thompson Gaines, goes around to all of the neighbors in her neighborhood and collects all of the stuff that they might want to get rid of and sell at a yard sale. Then she has a massive yard sale and she uses that money to provide kindnesses to the neighborhood. So, for example, in this story, there is a girl named Marjorie Gonzalez, and she's getting married, but she doesn't have a dress. And so Susan Thompson Gaines, who has this fund that the neighbors have all given to, buys her a wedding dress.
Oh, my God.
And the whole neighborhood, once that starts, the neighbors start looking for things that they can sell. Because they want to support the cause. They're not just throwing away their garbage. They actually try to support, which is an amazing thing. And they all trust her with the money and she uses it. She says, if you look for needs every day, you will find them. And that's true. And she does that and she supports it by getting other people's stuff and having a garage sale.
Dude, I'm really impressed. That's beautiful.
That's crazy. Oh, we have video.
CBS's Steve Hartman offers us a lesson on investing in kindness. It's guaranteed to pay dividends. Here's tonight's.
We got to get a recap on Hartman.
All right, listen, Steve Hartman. By the way, Mike, about 2/3 of my stories today are by Steve Hartman. He's a guy who does human interest stories, and it seems like he's on the road all the time. And I don't know that he realizes he's on TV because his hair is a mess. And you can tell the difference between somebody whose hair is a mess, but they do their best.
Right.
And somebody whose hair is a mess and they're not trying. Because
here's the problem. Anymore. He's a dude. He's a dude in broadcasting. And so you and I, Kevin, can relate. There has to be some gay guy or cabal of chicks. He works for CBS News. There has to be the best of the best in makeup and hair. How has no one been like? So my feeling is someone's screwing with him. Because
my feeling was they're telling him that they need to change it. And he's like, no.
Oh, he's digging his feet in.
What I like.
All right.
He overrules them. That's my theory. Although you could be right. If they're screwing with them, they're doing a good job.
Let's get on the phone with Hartman.
All right, let's watch this report.
14-year-old Marjorie Gonzalez is about to go shopping for a homecoming dress.
Let's shop.
But that isn't her mother. Susan Thompson Gaines is more like a godmother, a fairy godmother, who just magically appeared in Marjorie's life moments ago.
Just came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere to conjure up a dress for the ball.
All right.
Like all fairy godmothers, Susan's wish-granting process begins with rags.
This ugly Christmas sweater.
Old clothes, racks of them, mixed with a dash of footwear, a pinch of gold, and a dollop of just about everything else. Each part of the potion donated by Susan's neighbors here in Arlington, Virginia.
So many people helped. It's everyone in the community now. Like, every inch of our space was covered in treasures.
And then all of it sold in a giant yard sale. This was her third annual.
And here's where the story gets good. In the coming months, Susan will use every penny of the profits, more than 12,000.
Hold on. Like, that's his choice. That's him saying, yes, this, my hair, exactly like I want it. Oh, I know.
No
there
way.
People are telling me
I don't agree. I'm telling you, he's a guy who invested all his time and effort into journalism. And he probably went to, you know, Columbia and started out as a beat writer. And now he's doing
but people at Columbia can't do their hair.
I'm saying he doesn't even have a clue that it looks bad and that it's really this impossibly hot chick or stylish dude's responsibility, who's probably getting a good paycheck to make sure that all the broadcasters look their best. It's their responsibility to pull him aside and be like, look, buddy, we got some work to do.
You're going to be on TV. Let's at least comb it.
He looks like a 14-year-old boy who rolled out of bed and his mom's like, you're going to be late. And he's like, Mom, I'm good. And he just threw on his cargo shorts and went right to school.
All right, let's go back to the male Ellen.
$1,000 this year to fund random acts of kindness throughout her community.
In the past, she has bought donuts for nurses and left flowers at veterans' graves. She has delivered presents for Santa and thrown a beach party for dementia patients. Really, hardly a day goes by that Susan doesn't do something, because she firmly believes that kindness begets kindness.
This mission has taken over your life.
It totally has. Once you start looking, there are opportunities everywhere.
Like the high school girl who couldn't afford a homecoming dress. A necklace. Susan let Marjorie pick out a favorite, along with shoes, jewelry, everything but the Prince Charming.
It's made me overall a more happy person.
So you picked up something from the yard sale too?
I did. I picked up a lot of things, but that probably is the most important. Yes.
A brand new box of purpose. Best yard sale find ever. Steve Hartman on the road in Arlington, Virginia.
I'm sorry to laugh, but Steve Hartman is really something. I love
him. Really
That's
something.
My great news.
Marjorie.
Yes, Margie is really something as well. Yes, agreed.
All right, dude. We're going to go down to the bayou, Louisiana. There's this neighborhood that's so rough that the high school was literally getting out of control. They couldn't educate kids because there were so many fights and disruptions. So instead of just ratcheting down security or getting the local police involved, they tried an alternative, and it is both amazingly effective and really heartwarming. Check it out.
Not many good news stories begin in such a bad news way.
Hey,
It happened last month here at Southwood High School in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Plagued with violence.
Over the course of 3 days,
another fight.
23 students arrested for fighting.
Massive police response.
But strangely, there hasn't been another incident since. Perhaps in part because of this most unusual crisis intervention team.
Nobody here has a degree in school counseling. No majors in criminal justice.
No.
Your qualifications are?
Pause. Dude, it's Hartman. I didn't even know it was Hartman.
It is Hartman. It is Steve Hartman, yeah. I don't know that they show him in this report, but it is Steve Hartman, yeah, our favorite.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
We decided the best people who can take care of our kids are who? For us.
What we do.
So Michael Lafitte started Dads on Duty.
We're out doing what we do for our babies.
A group of about 40 Southwood dads who now hang out at the school in shifts.
Let's go.
Today, any negative energy that enters the building has to run a gauntlet of good parenting.
What's going on, buddy?
You moving fast. I like that horse.
I immediately felt a form of safety.
We stopped fighting. People started going to class.
How could that be?
You ever heard of a look?
A look? Dads it's have just the power to do that?
Yes. Not many people know it, but yes.
Let's go.
But it's not just the firm stares and stern warnings.
Let's make it to class, my son.
It's also the dad jokes.
They just make funny jokes like, oh, hey, your suit's untied, but it's really not untied.
And they hate it. They're so embarrassed by it.
And it's that perfect mix of tough love and gentle ribbing that dads do so well that has helped transform this school.
The school has really just been, like, happy, and you can feel it.
Which is why the dads plan to keep coming to Southwood indefinitely.
Because not everybody has
the father figure
at home.
Or a male period in their life.
So just to be here makes a big difference.
Do you think you stumbled onto something here?
Absolutely.
They'd like to start chapters of Dads on Duty throughout Louisiana.
What's up, baby boy?
And hope to eventually take on the country.
All right.
Without a fight. Steve Hartman, on the road, in Shreveport, Louisiana.
I gotta say, if I could, that your shoes untied isn't even up to the level of a dad joke.
She said, they just tell us these funny jokes. They're so funny. Like, your shoe's untied, but they're really not.
That's not even a dad joke. Dad jokes are bad. That's below. That's further down.
They're lucky that in the high school where 23 kids get arrested for fighting in 1 week, that they don't tell that joke and get blasted in the face.
The whole school jumps them?
Yeah. No, we got to beat his ass.
I'm also a little worried about dads getting together and the dads actually fighting. And if they're going to have chapters all over the country, you know, like, that's going to happen someplace. And
I also, yeah, there needs to be some vetting. You can't just be a dad, because, like, I was putting myself in that position, like you and me, Kevin, we'd be like, well,
yeah, no.
Why are you fighting? He spit on me. Oh, you should totally kick his ass. Go ahead.
No, we should be rejected by that program. 100%.
What are you guys doing in the bathroom there? Oh, we're just smoking weed. All right, cool. No real drugs. No. All right, go.
Go ahead. Share. All right. My next great news story comes from San Diego. There's a school cafeteria worker. We've all seen this type of person who is so full of joy that it just spills out of them and everyone loves them. And all the kids, in this case, she works in a cafeteria, and all the kids are drawn to her because she's so positive and happy. And she has such a great spirit that sort of flows. And when you walk into the cafeteria, yes.
I was saying nice. I love it.
No, I thought you were saying something. When you walk into the cafeteria, you feel one way, but when you interact with Deborah Davis, you come out feeling a little bit different. This is her story.
Our Steve Hartman has been watching a genuine sweetie pie at work.
Sure can. What you want?
No matter what you order from school cafeteria worker Deborah Davis.
I have a Caesar salad. I have chicken patty, chicken and rice.
Every meal comes with a sweetie pie.
All right, sweetie pie. You welcome.
Auntie Deborah, as she's known here at Hoover High School, doles out a heaping helping of hospitality every lunch hour.
You welcome, sweetie.
And this is just her first course of kindness.
See y'all tomorrow.
After serving food all day,
I come out here.
After lunch, Deborah drives her beat-up 76 Chevy Malibu all over San Diego, looking for hungry homeless people.
Hey, bae! How are you?
Looks like she's okay.
No, she's not.
Deborah says she's never met a homeless person who wasn't starving for her home cooking.
Come on, tell them over there to come on and eat.
On this day, she served more than 50 multi-course meals.
You got fork, curry chicken and rice, collard greens, and smoked turkey.
All at her own expense.
Barbecue ribs, yeah.
Are you broke?
No.
I took that as a yes.
You're spending money you don't have.
Yes, but you don't understand the joy that I get from feeding people. Tomorrow's spaghetti and meatballs, okay?
Because Deborah is so selfless.
Thank you for joining us.
Recently, the school district invited her down to the auto shop, surprised her with friends and family, and some better wheels to deliver those meals. This 2014 Mazda 3 was refurbished by an auto body class in the district. But to Deborah, it was like mint.
No, I'm not used to a new car, y'all.
She was so flabbergasted.
What do I do?
She didn't even know where to start. Literally.
Oh, okay.
What does it mean to you that faculty, the staff, the kids all wanted you to have this gift?
That I'm making a difference in their life, you know? I'm looking for my reward in heaven, and y'all gave me a little bit here on earth. Hallelujah.
Heaven on earth. For a woman who has always had room in her heart.
Yeah.
Just now.
Look at that.
More trunk space.
3 aluminum pans this size. And I got tinted windows.
That's what I'm talking about.
How sweet is she?
That's amazing. Honestly, like,
how funny was it when she was in the car with Steve Hartman and she said, she called out the homeless person's name and Steve Hartman goes, she looks fine. And Deborah says, no, she's not. She's like a little annoyed by him.
And then she said, Steve Hartman actually said, the homeless people can't get enough of her home cooking. Listen, I'm not going to knock her. What a beautiful woman. Amazing person. But is that like the standard you should be holding your cooking to? I mean, that's like, I was like, I'm funny.
I would say yes.
I'm funny. My daughter and her friends think I'm hilarious. But, you know, I would say that when they were like 4, that's not exactly like the control group that you need to be looking at when you want to test your culinary skills.
So let me get this straight. So you're saying that school cafeteria worker Deborah Davis, who is in debt up to her eyeballs, maybe broke, because she likes to feed homeless people.
Yes.
You're saying maybe her cooking isn't good enough?
I'm just saying that she continue doing what you're doing, but don't rest on your laurels.
You're not saying that.
Don't rest on your laurels that your food is good because homeless people who are starving think it's delicious. That's all I'm saying.
You're an awful human being.
Kevin, that was a beautiful story, and I don't want to say anything to besmirch the great Deborah.
Oh, no. You already did that.
I have one final story for you, Kevin, on this episode of Great News. And
Harry, who's the dog?
Harry. Middle name Bo, last name Barry. This is Harry Bo Barry. He joins me to introduce this next clip of – most dogs have their own little kind of their hobbies or their glitches, and you don't know why they love to chew on this one side of the couch even more than they like their bones, and you don't know why they like to chase their tail. You don't know why dogs have these things, right? They have their eccentricities. We can't get to the bottom of this. Dog has the best hobby I've ever seen, and I can watch this on loop, and it makes me so happy. Please show this. Later. All day, every day. Later. And the other bulldog's like, boom. Boom, bitch.
Look at the excitement that dog has to tip those trash cans over.
Even if those are my trash cans, I would still be so happy if that happened in my neighborhood. I'd be so happy. I'd be like, I can't wait for that bulldog to come by, knock over my trash cans.
I wonder where he did get that from. That's super weird.
And you know, 1 out of 10 times there's like an old carburetor or like a transmission in that. And he just goes, boom, and just smashes it.
Just headbutts and bounce right off.
Just full speed. Probably just dusts himself off, goes right to the next trash can.
Can we show that again? That is that's hilarious. I agree. If that was, if those were my trash cans.
Nah, not today. Nope. Little power plug, oh, just so smashing sweet. Things.
That is so sweet.
There you go.
That is it for this week's great news.
I think Harry's still alive.
Do we end it like we used to?
Yeah. Hold on, Harry.
If you're if you're half the man I think you are, you will train Harry to tip over trash cans.
Harry's too lazy. Gloria von Glitterpuff might do it. I will get working on that.
Okay.
Outro, you know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues, cause Kevin and Mike just rocked you all with great news.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.